Independence High School football coach, brand new Independence High School football coach, Kendall Fisk, is good enough to join us here on KGGF. Coach, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. How are things going with you, sir?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you hanging out with us. And the first thing I want to ask you, of course, is, you know, you're coming from, you know, being a head coach in another district where you've done that for the last 3 years, but you are an area kid from Fredonia, a Fredonia graduate. So it has to be exciting for you to not just be able to come back to Southeast Kansas, but to be able to come back to Southeast Kansas and coach a really exciting young high school football team.
Yes, I am, you know, extremely excited to get back into the area. You know, I still have family around. My wife has family around. And now, you know, I can do what I love, be around that family, and then, you know, be with one of the towns in the area that has that rich tradition and, you know, just be a part of it.
Absolutely. And Coach, for people that followed the Jayhawk last year, for people that followed the district last year, this Independence team, you know, at times they showed that they could really put up points and that they really played some solid football, but the major concern for this team last season was the defense. Struggled mightily, gave up almost 30 points per game. That defense, obviously, I know you can't give too much of your game plan away here in mid-June, but what are some steps you're looking to take to, I know it's maybe more of a long-term process than a short-term process, but what are some of the steps you're looking to take to improve the Bulldog defense?
To get the guys in the right positions, working with the defensive staff, you know, that has been here. There's a couple of pieces that we have added, and just trying to, you know, get the kids in the best fit, because that's the most important thing. Trying to fit a square peg in a round hole is not going to work well. So trying to get the kids in their best position to be able to react and play rather than trying to think, and that slows them down. So we want them to be able to, you know, react fast, play fast.
Absolutely. And Coach, you're take me back to your conversations that you had when you were, you know, you were talking to the school board, and when you were officially offered this position and when you accepted this position. What is it about USD 446 and being a part of Independence that really stood out to you? Why was this the job? Why was this job the right fit for you?
You know, a lot of support. Whether it was community support, as they're trying to push through, and build this program, started by Coach Henderson, I know, really investing in that middle school, that youth programs, and having it move over to the high school to try to see that transition, and, you know, just support from the administration during conversations, and trying to get as much participation from the student athletes as we can. You know, that was a big push for it. And just, again, just to be back in the area. Those conversations kind of led me to believe, all right, let's go be a Bulldog.
Independence High School football coach Kendall Fisk is good enough to join us here on KGGF. Coach, appreciate your time. Last thing I have for you, for those that are, you know, going to be watching some Independence Bulldog football this fall, of course, whether that be following your, you know, you being the new coach, or whether they're in the area, whether they're scoreboard watching for their school, whatever it may be, for those watching Independence football this fall, what are they going to see from your team?
I'm hoping they see a lot of heart, a lot of passion, a lot of effort. Those are three things I preach to the kids all the time. Those are three things that I believe you have to have in order to play the beautiful game that is football. You got to have the heart, the love for it. You have to show that enthusiasm, that passion. And you have to give all your effort in everything you do. And if you do that, I believe that will transfer into life, after football, which is, you know, the whole goal. We want to try to make better young men, better citizens, better fathers, brothers, sons, etc. And so in order to do that, you know, I hope that they display those three essentials on the field.
Great stuff, Coach. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. We'll be talking to you plenty this fall, but best of luck with all your summer workouts, and we're excited to watch some Bulldog football this fall.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for all you do for the area athletes.
Absolutely.